Commitment is something that is key to the institution of marriage. I know in the past there was a taboo of having a divorce, but now we have moved to another extreme where any troubles happen, we think, oh, I can't deal with him, or I'm not gonna tolerate this. The thing is, in every situation in life, there has to be a level of effort, commitment, and struggle, whether that's students studying for GCSEs, whether it's a businessman trying to make profits. He's not going to just quit just because he's facing a hurdle or difficulty. He's going to make it work because he's committed.
How does the Islamic model of marriage differ from what we have learned from popular culture, from the media, you know, Hollywood, Bollywood songs, etc.? How would you say the Islamic model differs from what we've been taught?
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. It's a very, very good question, Naima, and I think it's very relevant to our time, because we are affected by the society that we live in, and what we see, what we hear, what we're exposed to naturally has an impact on our attitude, our behavior, our mindset, and our expectation. And I think when we look around, we see in the popular culture, Bollywood, Hollywood, Lollywood, you know, all the words.
Nollywood.
Yeah, the idea of marriage has changed over the years, generation. And what I tend to see in the news, in documentaries, and in different short stories that's out there, it's actually feeding people certain ways of thinking with regards to marriage. And I think it's lacking this whole idea of being committed. And commitment is something that is key to the institution of marriage. I know in the past there was a taboo of having a divorce, but now we have moved to another extreme where any troubles happen, we think, oh, I can't deal with him, or I'm not gonna tolerate this. The thing is, in every situation in life, there has to be a level of effort, commitment, and struggle, whether that's students studying for GCSEs, whether it's a businessman trying to make profits. He's not going to just quit just because he's facing a hurdle or difficulty. He's going to make it work because he's committed. A student who's struggling with A-levels or GCSEs or degree, he doesn't think, oh my God, this is too much, I'm going to quit. If he does, what happens in 5-10 years time? He hasn't got a degree, or he hasn't got his A-levels or GCSEs. Similarly, when we look at marriage, and if we feel that, you know what, I'm going to quit because it's too hard, then you're not going to have a successful marriage or long-lasting marriage. Now, everything in life, we need to understand that is meaningful, beneficial, is not going to come with ease. It's going to require you to work for it. People who are successful, businessmen or successful, in their studies or research, whatever form of success you look at, if you look into their life, you will see there's a lot of sacrifice, hard work, commitment, and priorities. So I think this is number one thing that we are seeing in the popular culture, the lack of commitment and confusion of roles.
Oh, no, talk on it, sis. Talk on it. Talk that talk.
What there's this, me and my husband, we were watching this program about home improvement, you know, like when you do like the decoration, you know, when you do, like transformation of kitchen and, you know, living room area. So there's this program on BBC iPlayer, and the designers always struggle with what the man wants and what the woman wants. And this particular episode, it was about the kitchen extension. And the kitchen was the man's domain in that particular episode. So the woman is thinking, no, I just want everything to be clean and tidy. And he's like the chef. And I thought to myself, I wouldn't want my husband to really, like, you know, have his say in the kitchen, because that I feel is my area. And I take pride in that, because I really like cooking, and I like to try different recipes, and, you know, this is my area, you know, and I wouldn't like, not interference, but I wouldn't like, oh, you know, certain like suggestions, do like this, do that, like that. I would want to design the area the way I would see it fitting for what I want to do, the food I want to cook. So there was this like confusion, this battling, and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, that doesn't sound right. Why? Because I just find when people step into different roles, just like in workplace, there's chaos, because nobody knows what they're supposed to do, and everyone's trying to interfere, and there's no like clarity of who is responsible what area. So anyway, it was quite interesting to see in the end they had to compromise, and that's the reality of life, you have to compromise. So I find there's a lot of confusion of roles, whereas Islamically, or the guidelines that we have in our deen, there's a clear view of what is to be desired for marriage, in terms of the vision for marriage. What is the vision for marriage? What is the goal? What is the purpose? And what are the responsibilities?